as you may have heard in the news this morning, there's been a fatal crash involving a school bus and a train near Palmerston North this morning. The bus driver died at the scene, and there were 40 bus passengers, mostly Fielding High School students. Six passengers were treated at hospital and have now been discharged. And joining us now is Manawatū District Council Mayor Helen Warboys. Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I'm sorry to hear about this happening on your patch. Can you tell us a bit more about the area where it happened?
Well, actually, it's not within the Manawatū District Council patch. It just sits outside our boundary, so technically is under the Palmerston North City Council boundary. However, it is an area that we work regionally on. But look, hey, first and foremost, I just want to say our heartfelt prayers and thoughts go out to all of the people involved, to the bus drivers, family, whānau. Yeah, absolutely tragic, and it must have been absolutely horrendous for the students and the public members who were on that bus this morning.
Yeah. What can you tell us about that intersection?
Well, not a lot more than what you already know, that there, you know, there were lights, signals on that intersection. And look, we have no idea why it happened or how it happened yet, so that's yet to be determined. So it's not about apportioning any blame. But it is an area, Railway Road is part of an area that we are looking at long term from a regional freight ring road, from a project there. Kiwi Rail, as you know, are going to build their new hub along that section there. And there is plans about how we upgrade the roads around that and our main arterial roads. So I guess this kind of tragedy just highlights for us the need to get on with this project. Again, it all comes down to funding.
Yeah, Helen, can you give us a bit of background, though, because a lot of people won't know anything about this. So what is the project and how might it affect intersections like this one?
Well, there's a number of infrastructure projects going on in the Manawatū region that will impact on this whole area and how traffic flows through the Manawatū. The first of those is the new Manawatū-Tararua Highway. This is the replacement for the old Gorge Road that takes east to west, west to east traffic through our region. And so that work is about to commence. That's a big project. And then the other project is the Kiwi Rail Freight Hub that they are to build on the Manawatū district side of the airport, although it still sits in the city council land. So those are two major projects in the future that we need to look at. How do we get freight and traffic and increase traffic flows better through our region, and particularly around that whole Bunnythorpe area? So the actual intersection that we're talking about here is slightly different. It comes off Railway Road, which is one of the roads that is part of this bigger picture plan. But however, the intersection with Cleverly Line is a crossing point, obviously, to go and pick up students. I'm not sure why they were going up that path, but obviously to pick up students to take them to the school.
And what do we know about the safety of these sorts of intersections in the area? Obviously, you're familiar with the setup. You mentioned there were some lights, but were there barriers in place?
My understanding, no. There's no barriers at this site. So, again, it comes down to people appreciating that trains cannot stop and that vehicles crossing railway tracks have to take extra care. But like I say, we have no idea what the circumstances behind this were, whether anything else contributed to the driver's attention or what happened. We have no idea as yet and may not know. So we can't really assume anything here. But, you know, when you're crossing a railway track, it is you need to take extra care, even with lights or without the lights.
Yeah. And so it's your opinion that when this work goes ahead, this infrastructure work goes ahead, that it will make the district in general safer and will look at roads and crossings such as this and make sure they're fit for purpose?
Well, absolutely. And remembering that our region, the Manawatū region, is on a high growth spurt at the moment, and that's likely to continue for some time. So increased traffic, the industrial area on the outer side of the Palmerston North Airport. The buildings there are popping up, the industry, new industry, and then with the Kiwi Rail hub there as well. So there is a need, and it's becoming more urgent for us to have a look at our arterial routes. How do we get our big trucks out? How do we the roads deal with the capacity of traffic that we're expecting them to do? So those plans are certainly on the table already, and we know we have to address them. But at the end of the day, it's a discussion with the New Zealand Transport Agency, and it's about how do we fund these projects? You know, they're enormously expensive projects, and given the two projects I've already mentioned, which are funded also through NZTA. So, yeah, it's some years off, but we are certainly in those discussions and initial plan stage.
Helen Warboys, District Council Mayor for Manawatū, nice to talk to you, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.